because everybody tired, then somebody came back from work and mind is maybe fly somewhere. We try to bring back our mind and maybe try to calm down, try to first generate motivation. Why you come here to class? Why you learn Dharma? Yeah, that's you first you generate motivation. Because yeah, if you don't have any purpose to come here, then waste time, you know. Why you come here? Why you learn Dharma? Ask question yourself. Then we try to maybe breathing. We count until 21. Make relax. Okay? Focus on your mind. Try to bring back your mind here. Relax for, okay? Until 21. Without any distraction, just focus your breathing. Go from here to abdomen, then come out, go inside. Okay, we count. Until 21, okay? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Good. I lost when I get 18. Anybody lost? No loss. Okay, so today we're gonna start from actually here we're talking about Vaibhashika. This class is kind of little bit actually learning something. Dharma is really not so interesting. It's kind of hard, you know. If you go deeper, if you go just like with story, just like public talking, is just like advice we cannot apply in our life. So here, actually, Vaibhashika topic is actually a little bit hard. So, but it's really basic. So. Basically, so today we're going to talk about selflessness a person and selflessness a phenomena. This is very, very important topic. even you can use in your life, apply for in your life. That's usually selflessness is a phenomena, selflessness is a person. Selflessness is a phenomena is refers to the emptiness, is same, but different term is absolutely same, emptiness. Yeah? But we know how to say emptiness. But we don't know how to selflessness a phenomena. What does selfless phenomena mean? What does selfless person, okay? So, first I want to make sure why we talking about selflessness of person, selflessness of phenomena. Why? What is beneficial of talking about selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena? Yeah? First, selflessness is a person. You're just selflessness a person. If we really want to come out from samsara, yeah? If we really come out from samsara, if we really come out from our problem, we have lots of problem, suffering, pain. Yeah, we have pain, sickness, lots of problem in samsara. This come from where? Where is our problem come from? Which one cause to cycle in samsara? That's we have to find. That is, it means self-grasping itself, grasping itself. Grasping itself, yeah? Because everybody's, your topic, Vaibhashika, I just share just like kind of general, okay? In Vaibhashika, self-grasping, yeah? Because everybody say samsara, yeah? Everybody know how to samsara. Samsara means where we live. Where we live in, what we say, trouble place, yeah? Yeah? Everybody know how to say samsara. Then everybody know we have suffer. People who live in samsara have problem. Then we have to know cause. Which one cause to cycle in samsara? Which one cause to gain us suffering, pain? Which one? Yeah, self-grasping. Self-grasping. If we really don't avoid self-grasping, if we don't identify, recognize what does self-grasping mean, if we don't recognize, it's very difficult to come out from samsara, it's very difficult to reduce suffering, reduce problem within in our mind. Because our all problem come from self-grasping. Yeah? If you really want to identify, recognize self-grasping, you have to make sure to know selflessness as a person. Which wisdom understands selflessness as a person is antidote to self-grasping. Yeah? If we don't know self-grasping, then even usually people like to do meditation, you know? Meditation doesn't mean just close eye, when you do meditation, the most beneficial meditation, you check how we circle in samsara. It's beneficial meditation, okay? How we circle in samsara. Which one cause us to in samsara? How do we read of which one cause us in samsara? This is kind of way to meditation. It's really beneficial meditation. It's really good for us to in our life how we have problem. So here we purpose of learning talking topic selflessness of a person, yeah? Purpose of learning selflessness of a person is for rid of, for avoiding grasping at self. That's why we're talking about selflessness of a person. Okay, it's clear, yeah? If you have question, okay, if you have really idea, make sure, let me know, because I don't know how much you understand, or then because I don't want to this class become boring class. Just kidding. Okay, so, but we really know we have problem in samsara, in this world, but we really don't recognize root cause of samsara. You think we have all problem come from only anger, only pride, only jealous? You think pride and jealous anger, those ignorance cause us to encircle samsara? What do you think? Which one cause us to circle in samsara? Which one cause us to make suffering? Which one? Ignorance, yeah? Which ignorance? Self-grasping. That's what ignorance is. We say sixth root of ignorance, yeah? Anger, pride, jealousy. Anger, pride, jealousy, then those all come from self-grasping. Now you have to check how those come from self-grasping. How self-grasping caused to generate those pride, anger, jealousy. How? If you really want to analyze self-grasping caused to generate pride, jealousy, you really have to know selflessness a person. Selflessness a person means empty of selflessness. Now we have to really identify self. In Tibetan term, self. Self means, itself doesn't mean person. Self means being. Self means who accumulate merit, who come previous to come here, who go to next life. That's what we call self. Self, then being, all are synonym, equivalent. Equivalent, yeah? Same. Now we, selflessness is a person, yeah? In Tibetan we say, kansak, dami. We always think, we always grasp self-person. Then, maybe I better say in Tibet, self-person. Self-person, slotu sambalaya, kansak, das, lo, ro. Riba, jangila.
Oh, larem.
Self-person. Then, tangasongi, kwa, dig nang lo, kwa, dig nang lo, laya, ngasule, kange, cheshu, di, self-grasping. Ngasongi, kansak, danzin, singi, di, digi, jiwan, dun, ro, insan, and ngasule, ya, and kwa, nang lo, laya, tangasu, kange, cheshu, di, kuzo, goris. Kansak, danzin, singi, di. Chenonsu, kansak, danzin, singi, di, kansa, dat, tuba, kandaj, zingi, du. Zentang, de, abu, ha, mago, baina, chenonsu, initiation, puja karche baina kadu ina chorang zu kwa na lo koko baris tele thaya thabshi yo mari chorang zu kachi mu kachi interesting teaching ani chorang sangje chomde ne de pe ni chorang zu le chu sum ni chorang zu ga sa da singi de gi ani kande jin jengi yo ba ga sa da duban jin bin zemba digi ngarang zu kwa la ya kwa ya gi Juku chegi yoba. Ha magoba ina, matsu kadu ina, kanget yobare, kangetele tayo maris. Choransla be, unetane sanje, chushinge be, sanje tunta mambugi, chorans chusumba ina, chorans symbol and joan do to maris. Symbol and joan doyagi, jitin suondo di, maransula kange, nyunda zongi ju. Sureja otungunzi chedla, maransu tarandino shi diagi. Kansa ki dami, chuji dami, dini ki loshu, kansa dadu tuba, chuji dadu tuba asinda. Ta kanda kansa dadu tuba nzibin zemba, ani chuji dadu tuba nzibin zemba asin, o di kanla yungures. Ta pa docha shiba ina, chidang docha na shiba ina, kansa dadu di ngaranzu ya, ani kwale ya, ani ya tam jungi. Qual kochunge de kansa dad tuban zembare tad meba zobala kansa ge dami singed ha ko gores kansa ge dami singed ha ko ne dinene ya tiba me bi gi dat on bi ko ban singed tap ani chuj dad tuba dami singed ngazo namji emptiness oni zin shege do odol la gores ta chuj dad tuban zembin zemba singed meba zoyala ko karisina, ko pachiyo karichiyegi siladu zambale, sanjiyegi kofan tayalaya. Mazu sanjiyala, ko ki pachiyo chiyegore, ko meba zogores. Ko meba zoyalaya, ko kanden du, ko ki kanden zengi du, ko ki miba kandereja, ko namba kandereja. O tindegi tone ngazu shinju chiye, tindegi tone ngone tanegi ngarazu gam jabayina, ngarazu kwa kodangde, kandereji kogundu. Digi tone gam jabayina, chorazu gam yashu deres.
코당 다 하고 봐이나 저런서 가디노 코코 바르 당아서 가디노 토시지네 만나면 바 나랑서 변나 아니 생하만에 코알코 둥에 마무지뇨 셈들아야 코코 다다 둥에 뇨니 니 나올론 로도 당아서 코알콘 로도 또 지에 가르치오레 아주 간사하게 단진 생이디 또 야부지 응어마신 바 들어야 챌린지 야부지 마디바 디기 친기 아주 다른 데 코드 오래스 아주 강에 몸시 우리 디티드 오래스 딘상 간사하게 단진 생이디
So the main reason we are circling in samsara, right, is because of the conception of self of persons, right? So it is actually the biggest culprit, right, that is making trouble for us, right? Therefore, we need to understand, right, how this self-grasping, you know, grasps at a person, right? Because without understanding, right, how this conception of self or persons operates, we will not be able to free ourselves from samsara. Right? So regardless of, you know, the number of initiations we attend, you know, number of pujas that we do, right, we will not be able to free ourselves from cyclic existence. And we will continue to circle in samsara. Right, so if the Buddha, right, were to come to us, right, and give us teachings, right, but you know we fail, you know, to try to understand, right, what this conception of self is, what the self-grasping is, you know, and how, you know, we come to circle in samsara, you know, under its influence, right, then we are going to continue to experience problems and difficulties. Right? We will not be able to attain liberation. Right? So even if thousands of Buddhas were to come, right, they will not be able to transform our mind. Right? If we do not, you know, do anything to try to identify, right, this culprit, which is the self-grasping mind, right, or the conception of self or persons and the conception of self or phenomena. Right, so we also need, right, to understand selflessness, right, selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena, right, in order to counteract these two types of self-graspings, right, the conception of self of persons and the conception of self of phenomena, right. So it is only, right, through this process, you know, that we can, you know, extricate, you know, ourselves from samsara. Right, so without, you know, going through this process, we will remain stuck in samsara. Right, so by realizing the selflessness of persons, we will be able to attain nirvana. We'll be able to attain self-liberation. Right, and by realizing the selflessness of phenomena, right, we'll be able to attain full enlightenment, Buddhahood. Right, therefore, it is crucial for us to engage in an investigation of what this conception of self is, right, and you know what aspect it has, you know what is its object of observation, and so on, right. So that kind of analysis, right, actually is the best kind of meditation that we can do, right. So analyzing, you know, how this conception of self works, you know, how we can counteract, and so on, right. And it is a fact, right, that we have been under the influence of this conception of self, right, in all our previous lives, right, as well as in this life, right. So if we do not identify, you know, this culprit, right, we do not recognize that, you know, it is the, you know, the troublemaker, right, causing us, you know, all kinds of difficulties and problems, then we will remain stuck in samsara. We will not be able to free ourselves, right? Therefore, you know, it is crucial, right, for us to make effort, right, to identify what this self-grasping is, right, and to work towards counteracting it.
is kind of complicated? No. No, you just, maybe I give like example, you do meditation maybe. First you close your eye, okay? When you do meditation, even you can do use this meditation, close eye, then look, just feel like samsara. We look, we stay in this world. You check how are people doing. They're violence, killing each other, they have lots of problems. Everybody just like, you see, going with problem, you know, people, yeah? Then you check, oh, this problem, samsara. Then you have to check defect, yeah? It's problem of samsara. You look, problem of this samsara. People all suffer in samsara with problem, okay? Then this problem, which one cause? Cause of samsara, you check. Where is this problem come from? Usually we say, it's project by mind. It's not only mind. This project, mind, this kind of negative projection is come from self-grasping, yeah? Then you say they suffer in samsara. How they suffer in samsara? Which one cause to suffer samsara? Then you check. Okay, think. Okay? Oh, it's cause to self-grasping. Then you analyze object of self-grasping. How self-grasping people cause to suffer in samsara. This is really beneficial meditation. This kind of meditation can reduce our problem, you know. If we don't do kind of this meditation or because we people go there, temple here, temple there, study, become Buddhist, then come to temple, study, then nothing change. Why we cannot change? I don't mean only you. Even I cannot change, you know. Why I cannot change? Why? Because I really don't focus cause of samsara. Self-grasping. I don't focus self-grasping. That's why we don't change. Just go temple here. Somebody go to temple and more getting worse. Generate more pride, generate more problem instead of changing, instead of countdown, you know? That means they didn't really recognize self-grasping. That's a problem. Yeah, this is really, you see, if you don't recognize self-grasping, wherever you go, temple, okay? Even you go to sleep in Dalai Lama room, maybe 1 month, you're not going to change. You have to change by yourself. Identify self-grasping. You know? Buddha cannot change you. Teacher cannot change you. Yeah? That's why you have to identify self-grasping. Cause of problem. Where it come from. This really is a good method to meditate. This topic is those kind of topic is really no kind of hard topic. Actually hard, okay? It's really kind of basic topic. Yeah? It's a basic topic. So it's really important for us to study selflessness as a person, selflessness as a phenomena. We purpose of talking selflessness as a person and selflessness as a phenomena, yeah? Yeah. Is Nipugin lower? You want me to say in Tibet now? Oh yeah, tan dene na ga sun kansa gi dami sing de da tenju wala ya kansa gi dami sing de la ya chino gi tenju wal cheta ma wala chu ji dami sing de ko ke le go ma re chino gi ne ko de shu ban na je kansa gi dami de chu ji dami shi ye de chu ji dami sing de kan ta ga su tong ba ni len de shi je de re ro kansa gi dami sing de chino gi chan shi ba ina ti ba min bi gi dene ne ya 아니 티바 멤버들 가서 니시기 브라 니트도 라제스 니시기라 오 티바 민비기 아니 람래 드야기다 칸다 탑시 티바 민비기 아니 람 티바 민비기 다치엄비기 고바 타바야라 바추 바추 쳔게 주라 오트 바카야기 치드 다 칸다 가서 칸사기 다미스 다 칸다 드시고르다 이내한테 제다 마왈에 치지 다미스 켈레고 말 지당이 다 켈멜란 탄데 지나 두 사람 대시 와는 로바이나 티즈 차본도 요 이나 치지 다미스 인 케멜레바 카르슬라 두 잠발야 쇼나 지슈샤 바이나 테바 멤버들야 나쪽이 제다 마와도 너 대바 생이디 치지 다미스 인 케랭고 마레 고속 돈이 생이 케랭고 마레 다 렐하본도 슈바이나 제다 마와는 너 대바기 돈바니 생이 케랭고 마레 돈바니 생이 나쪽이 엠티니스 시디에데 센 삼바 오마바도 케랭고레 다 동반이 캠렘바 인상 추지 담이 캠렘고 마레스 로 추지 담이 캠렘 멜레비 지센 카레스 지다모 당 도데베기 코니 카르스 러글러드 삼발야 당 아주 나온지 시바 나지 코니기 슈로 된드 마두바 캠렘고 마레 슈로 된드 두바 캠렘고레스 인상 추지 다드 두바 캠렘고레스 추지 담이 캠렘고 마레스 다 된다 도도는 거 된대 딘자 다 슈로 된도 두생 간데 두고레즈다 지금 딘 대시드 당아서 저 먹어 봐자 다 간다 취지 담이 켈레고 말레스 오 딘자 다 제다 마올라 간사기 담이 스는 바시 온도 잠발레 지나이 간사기 담이 될라야 차라 간사기 담이 싱들 차무다 라바니시오 다 간다 다 라바데 간데 시오르슬도 잠발레야 간사 다치 라와친지 주비 동아스 다 간사기 나무 참을 생기드 간사 라자 투비 지유지 투비 동아스 라고도 다 동아스 라지도 간사 다치 라와친지 주비 동아 동아도 가서 하고 그래 다 다치 라와친지 주비기 동아 또비 러지어라 어디 아니 가서기 다 타바 터발레 바드 쥐응이기 다 간다 간사 단진기 니불 다 란자 튜비 제주 튜비 동안 생기드 아니 란제기 타바 터발라 바드 쥐비 기지 쪼 간사기 단진지로 어디 니불이스 딘자 당가순 대시 제운드 간사 다치 랑원친드 튜비 동안 생기드 나소 하 마고비 찌기 나소다 간다 콰코드레스 등어 마신비 찌기 나조 콰코드레스 딘자 나조게 간사 따치 라원친드 주반 젠드고레스 디기 왕기 나조 다간다 콰코드레스다 나조 디간라 드드치에르 딘자 안 처런조게 다 간사 다드 주바 간데진 젠기두 디기 콰 간데 코두스 안 처런조 손노 지탄다 아니 갈야 처런조 아디아 아니 지 갈야 시르 치스 어도 양게 처런조 데마시 데바이나 아니 처런조 아니 안주 나로 같이 지구이나 레바기 나로 같이 지구이나 하고 오면 딘자 간사기 담이 치지 담이 세데 맞어 실로기지 자란 잡으지라 잔이 빼잔 시바이나 칼레 카부레스
Yep, so in this school, the Vaibhashik school or the Great Exposition school, a selflessness of phenomena is not asserted. Right, so you can see this in your English translation on page 5, right, in the middle of page, right, we're in this section called Way of Asserting Selflessness. Right, so the Great Exposition School does not accept a selflessness of person. Right, this is because they do not accept emptiness. Right, so they do assert a selflessness of persons, right? And then for the lower schools, right, this is actually a way, right, to attain the state of arhatship, right, or full destroyer, right? Because by realizing the selflessness of persons, right, then one basically has the method, right, to engage in a Hinayana path that leads to the attainment of liberation from cycling existence. Right, so this is actually the path, right, of the hearers and solitary realizers. Right, so the conception of self of persons, right, prevent the attainment of liberation from samsara. Right, it prevents the attainment of the state of full destroyership, right, of the hearers and solitary realizers. Right, so by realizing selfness of persons, then one can become free from cycling existence. One can attain arhatship. Right, so the two lower schools, right, namely Vaibhashika, or the Great Exposition School, right, and the Sautrantikas, right, Sutra School, do not accept emptiness. Right, so emptiness is accepted by the higher schools, right, namely the Chittamatra, or mind-only school, and the Madhyamaka, right, the middle way school. So the two lower schools do not accept selflessness of phenomena. And the reason, right, for that is they accept external objects. Right? They accept that, you know, external objects exist in a particular way. Right? As a result of that, right, they accept the self of phenomena, right? Because they accept self of phenomena, right, they do not accept selflessness of phenomena. Right, so the selflessness of persons is accepted by them, right? And there are two levels, right? One coarse and one subtle. Right, so the coarse level, as you can see, you know, on page 5 of your English translation, right, is this emptiness, right, of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right, so a person's being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent is coarse selflessness of persons. Right, and a subtle selflessness of persons, right, is a person's being empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent. Right, so by realizing the second kind of selflessness of persons, the subtle one, right, then one has the antidote to the conception of self. Right, one has the antidote to the self-grasping, right, that, you know, is the troublemaker, right, that makes us, you know, circle in samsara, that prevents us from attaining liberation. Right. So if we do not recognize that, you know, this self-grasping or the conception of self, right, is, you know, the troublemaker, then we will be stuck in samsara. Right. So you need to understand, right, you know, what this conception of self is all about and how, right, it causes us to circle in samsara. Right, so if you have any ideas, you know, on how this happens, yeah, please share them. Right, so it is not good for me to just be talking all the time, right, because I do not know whether you have understood what I've explained, you know, whether, you know, you are able to make sense, right, of my explanations, right? So if you have any ideas, right, of, you know, what does, you know, self, you know, a person, self or phenomena are, right, you know, how the conceptions work, how the graspings work, right, then share your ideas, right? So these are not, you know, things I can really, you know, point out in a concrete way, you know, pointing out what the self of persons, what the self of phenomena are, right? So you have to try to understand them, right, from the explanations.
Like selflessness is a person, 가르치는 식이 됐어.
So what is this selflessness of persons, according to your understanding?
Sometimes we do discuss, you know. If you are quiet just like this, then I talk, then we are, our class is boring, kind of. I will wake you up. So what purpose of talking about selfless in a person?
Okay. Everybody share what? Safely, yeah. Okay. Then your idea, direct perceiver. What purpose of talking about selfless in a person? Yeah, to eliminate self-grasping. Yeah? Selfless, if you to eliminate self-grasping, you have to identify selfless in a person. Which wisdom understands selflessness? A person is antidote to self-grasping. Self-grasping causes us to suckle in samsara, causes us to create lots of problems. Yeah? This way, okay. Okay, good. Now here we say selfless is a person, yeah? Kansagi dami dela ya? Matsugi. Chechun of sushi da, da baimba. Da, chi, cheese lodo, chimba, rawas. That thing I saw you quack quail like jay candy chigris. When I saw you, da baimbas. Chi, jay. Chi, and it rawas, sum legdo. That this sundi, I saw quala quayagi. Jay candy chigris lodo sambalaya. Tambu tapa singing dikalangasun deshija orda. Naranzo kaduina tapa chanjan zendo orda kanda. Tapa Naranzo kare. Tapa kanden zin ore. Nasa ranjigi kama chutsu. Nima ne nima chutsu ne chutsu. Kama ne kama. Naranzo juan dodo orda kanda getting old. Aging day by day. Yinaya Nasa katsan. Tarik muni, chiba chijang, zendor. Naransula karsana, chi nawa tsawa dan, chi natsanda oda, kanye kan, maybe kale, maso kadi in chiba and zendor da. O tnek tanzen shu chimbo, yobi wangi, naransuka takanda, church edlea. Takaz mune tanegi pashu, church edlea. Mune tane takaz pento chimbo jidan, mune tanegi, chud mune tane majena. Dig him into a sunset and also sing Nauru Laya, so watch him with the lead to Womari. Till him to what the car slow to Zambala, Mazula, Tanzan Shuchimbuji. Tanzan Shuchimbuji. Dinza, Naranzo Mone Tanegi, Kange Shuchimbuji, you become there, she shoved in Cheruchi, and Puja Cheruchi slow to Zambala, Naranzo Mone Tanegi, Juan Dogi Yuba, G, Naranzo Anichi, Naranzo Shia Imba. Some make sin lay and answer. Dodge team would do. To do not a church as in Tangdo. Gang and maybe couple of church not a tangimudo. Dins and also dancing shooting with you, but yes. Dins are the naked dancing shooting with you by Inza, not some church lay and Tagazi, one a tonegi, tona majeba. Choosing the one a tonegi, send to the Shimani lay and answer. Pento, cheshu, gay cheshu de. Uni tanegi, chewing Bahama goba. Se shimale, Marazu kea yubadi, chew madu, delejimba kaya, Marazu kea yomaris. Tusu samangazu ha mago bichingi, tanzin, the shu chimbu chingi, and gazun di nor qua nolole, kodu gris. Tis a Marazu one tanegi chigi, chua mudabade, tembaina, chew chiegi, uni tanegi be. Nazu yeda, samu shu chimbuji. Bitsunchi, shu chimbuji. Chu one tane, same thing. Bitsunchi, shu chimbuji lebaina, tizigi, naranzo sang nalole, ganged, shu chun dogiova. Sang nalole, ganged, kasi shu chun dogiona, naranzole, tizigi, ani suffering, nyonda, nyua. What the days, things as tanzins, digging naranzo, qua quella, jichigiova, chitrindo, papa imba. Chi slow to somebody, thirty no ta, chi, rawans lajdo, Kansa dancing rabba keshi worda. That chi slow to somebody, Sakala matibangato, chi boach. So singing the bay, chashe, Kala matibakanda, yangawach. What the neji son of chiche? Ra? Anne, rawan was it. Rawan was singing the Narazo one tanegi. Nazu number Sanjevi Chug Nalulea Chuba Tawa Meba Tawa Tinjun Sigdo Tins and Arazu Tinjun Singedi Dig Tone
tatu na ngarazo ye kazang azo kondu shuba naje gi chiji domji azo ye namba sanje bi gi tuta ma tsini ja undu namba sanje bi tawa de shi undu zambale dushe tamchi mtaba sache tamchi dunyawa chue tamchi tonshin da meba nyangele de bi shiwa sing chiji domji shi zo o domji de tatu ba ina tenju sing de kanla tu go ba si kanla maten ba ngaraz rawangji tuya meba tinza ngaraz kadu ina ya ta ngaso bugi nalo la yami si kanla matyo ba susu be rawangji ngaze shu chembu yo ba inza dizi yani rawang sing de jin la jin kanla ya ani de mugu samsangi si kanla de mugu samsangi ani tinde sem nalo la cha shu chembu ji ta si kanla de mugu slo de samba Tendeji kanda, sikanlaya, doba mebajin zembaina, ani zemba tsama, jien sumjin, karina tsama, mazugita, ji kalagurda, maranzugi, inorjin, sama inorjeja, da kanda, jengi chik dungyagi natsu, ani jengi kange, o dende kanlaya, manzimba, ani tig wangi, ta mazugi zambal indi nalolaya, chigi ani, Jingi, chigi, kangi, tan, jingi, chigi, dewadan, deji, tindele, son madamba, ani rawan singi, sikala matuba, rawan singi, nga singi, dende shuchimbuji, dendegi jingi, dumi, rawan, nga singi, shuchimbu, dende jingi, ani, madansa takanda injinalo, selfish lodo, o tigwangi ta, mamuji kangi, tinalo zogores. Selfish, dikanlo zogores. Tinza ngazu rawang singedi. Ngazu dnejin zengi yoba insa, ngazu zamli nanu la nyoda zongi sama tredo. Ta kanda ngaranzu sana, tungna, karche baina, kagi nanu la ya, chisum jien tamchi, anichi dungele te gorsin, kanda shi di gorde, dungubu tuni ngazu kana shi ba madu, dungle ya kanda, manche selfish redo. Sozugi, sozugi mune tanegi, Saya ina kaya kunya, ani desa ina kaya kunya. Ta sosu ndi ba ina jend ta gaz tambo sosu zawa chimbuchi, ani jend ta gaz sosu ndi na jend nami rochin. Kanda jagdo, mara z kag nalo le hinje changchu sen shego re de, mara z jend be manje nami ro re do. Ta karas lo de samba, rawa singe de selfish chu chimbu yeva o ti and res. Tinza ngasun ti nalo le dami dusu shi de de one tane gi chono zu beju na mai na mize nalo le chu la le ta ya gi maji no du cha go res basic du cha go res di basic me bai na chono zu karm ge kar che bai na di nalo le ya chu shi za no ma chu shi za no sing nalo le ji ji chi te ya me nge ani chi na nga me duro duro nying ba gi ta wa mu di gi ta wa And the Nechanjan, you can draw the vaina, Tuzu Tola, and Susu Munetani, Tuzu Tola, Pesha Tola, some Mamuji Tola Dogodis, Tinza, and Tuzuk Tone Munetani, Son Yabuji Tan, Anni Tura Nishachi B, Numbers and Jungle, or Tuneji Tone and Son Tani, Tuzu Munetanegi, Research China, and so the China, Bemisi Yabur Mato, Natsugi, Namjugi, Tagaz, Chigi. Maji blessing sing and all that, does it start to mumble your other? Someone has a toyam in itra. Then dinalo self grasping lay the Kansagi dami slow to somebody. Sozu sing nalo send and draw you be catcher jirido. Kanda send and draw you be catcher. Send and draw you be catcher you by inza. Sing nalo le carchegi yumi. Kandaji chegi yumi. Leka carchegi yumi. Chorang hakora, chorang sen nalo kar chegi mi? Ra? Ta blessing na kar mi gu? Ta neko feeling da uji ra? Thuan mi ngi ji kecha ra? Tien sa du kecha mu shi uji reesan ta kanta o dinde ji reesan ta.
Right, so let us look at the coarse selflessness of persons first. Right, so as we have mentioned earlier, right, this refers to a person being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right, so there are three attributes mentioned in this description here. Right, so a person is empty of being permanent. Right, a person is being empty of being unitary. And person is empty of being independent. Right, so let's look at the first of these attributes, being permanent, right, empty of being permanent. Right, so we have this tendency to grasp to permanence. Right, so for example, you know, we are aging all the time, right, minute by minute, hour by hour, you know, day by day. You know, but somehow we have the sense that, you know, the I today, the I now, right, is the same I, you know, as the I yesterday. Right? We don't feel like, you know, this I, you know, today is a different I. Right? So we have this tendency to cling, you know, to permanence. Right? And this, you know, is actually one of the biggest obstacles preventing us from practicing the Dharma. Right? So, you know, the Dharma, right, is, you know, what will benefit us, you know, the most, right? But if we have this, you know, strong, you know, tendency, right, to grasp, you know, at things as unchanging, right, then we will not find, you know, the inspiration to engage in Dharma practice, right? So, you know, when we encounter difficulties, you know, we might think of, you know, doing a puja, right, to dispel our obstacles and so on, right? But, you know, when we don't encounter difficulties in our life, right, when everything is going well, then we don't remember our Dharma practice, right? So if we are able to, you know, be mindful of our impermanence, right, and, you know, understand the value of the Dharma, right, then we will, right, find, you know, the inspiration to engage in Dharma practice. Right? We have to know that the Dharma is what really benefits us the most. And, you know, besides, you know, the Dharma, we cannot bring anything else, right, to our next life. Right, so the mindfulness of, you know, our impending death, right, mindfulness of our impermanence, right, is very important, right, for us to remind ourselves about, right, so that we can, you know, strive in Dharma practice, right, and by engaging the Dharma, right, we be able to reduce, you know, our sufferings. Right. So by, you know, reducing, you know, the suffering, you know, in our mind, right, then we'll be able to, you know, experience happiness. Right. So this, right, then really depends on us, you know, being mindful of our death and impermanence. Right. And we need to counteract the conception of permanence. Right, so the next attribute mentioned, right, is that of a person being empty of being unitary. Right, so for a person to be unitary, it means that, you know, the person does not have parts, right? It is just, you know, a singular entity, right? It has no parts. It does not need to depend on these parts, right? It is basically, you know, a standalone, you know, entity, right? And this is not true. Right, because based on that kind of idea, right, then there is a tendency to grasp at ourselves as independent, right, which is this third attribute mentioned in this description, right, and this grasping to you know, a person as independent, right, then it contradicts, you know, the Buddhist principle of dependent arising. Right. So if you recall, you know, we discussed, you know, the, you know, the four features, right, you know, of you know, Dharma, you know, right, and, you know, we talk about how, you know, all compounded phenomena, you know, are impermanent, all contaminated phenomena are suffering, you know, all phenomena are selfless, you know, and Nirvana is peace, right? Right, so there is no, you know, independent I, right? You know, and if we get this part wrong, right, then, you know, we have this sense, you know, that, you know, we are independent and we don't rely on others, right? And this is, something that is very erroneous, right? Because by thinking that, you know, we don't depend on others, we don't need to rely on others, right, then we ignore other living beings. Right, so we don't care, you know, if they're suffering, you know, if they have problems and so on. Right, we basically ignore them. We don't care if, you know, they are happy, if they're suffering and so on. Right, so this mentality, right, that, you know, we exist, you know, as independent entities, right, then causes us to become very selfish people. Right, so this selfishness, right, in turn, then causes, you know, all the problems, you know, in the world, right? So, you know, whatever we eat, whatever we drink, whatever we wear, you know, and so on, right, in our lives, right, depends, you know, on others, right? So even though, you know, we may, you know, say, you know, I'm doing this for all living beings and so on, you know, we're simply paying lip service, right? If we, you know, are selfish, you know, deep down, right? We tend to think of ourselves, you know, as, you know, being of utmost importance, right? And others, you know, are not, you know, as important as us, right? So we may think that, you know, we practice compassion and bodhicitta, mind enlightenment, and so on. But, you know, really, you know, we are quite, you know, selfish beings. Right? So it is important, you know, for us to recognize, right, and try to get the foundation right, right, foundation of Dharma practice right, by recognizing that, you know, right, that there is no such, you know, independent self. We are not, you know, independent, you know, creatures, right? And, right, by understanding this, you know, properly, right, then, you know, we'll be able to transform our mind. Right, because, you know, if we fail, you know, to, you know, do some, you know, real practice and transform our mind, then we'll be, you know, following, right, these, you know, old ways, you know, from the past. And basically, you know, this becomes, you know, a waste of time, you know, waste of energy and so on. Right. So we have to think about, you know, how, you know, we can be a 21st century Buddhist. Right. And, you know, how, you know, you know, we should transform our mind, right? Right. So if you're really able to, you know, be, you know, a proper 21st century Buddhist, then this is really excellent. Because otherwise, you know, Buddhism just, you know, becomes a way for us to, you know, receive some, you know, blessings, you know, which are so intangible, right? Right. So Buddhism, right, has to be rooted, right, you know, in a practice related to the mind, right? So we need to know what is going on in our mind, right? What is happening in our mind, and, you know, how we need to transform the mind, right? Because, you know, this blessing, you know, is just some kind of, you know, temporal, you know, feeling, right? So our practice, you know, must be rooted, you know, in the training of the mind.
Here with a training mind, yeah. Naranzugi we say Buddhist, yeah. Buddhism means training mind. If you really want to train your mind, you have to identify, recognize self-grasping and self-grasping of phenomena. Tinza ta kanda ngatsugi kansa danze singa da kogu da kanda nyonta chingi dure da. Da chana zogi chu chengi kare ina kanda dung nyeba da kichin bu res. Tin zang self-grasping ze. Da kanda nga zogi ta chi rangwa chin de chuba ze. Da kanda dig na lo le kansa ki danzin rapa la uru kola ya. Da ngone chane ki nga zogi cini daba na zin ina. Chi nga rang zo pa shen ki na lo namde ki na lo leo nyeba ki na lo le. Da pe misi bi ko kanda nga zogi tata chigi nga chana zogi. Purpose, and the reason, 신이 태당 원에 쉬고 말했어. 잡아라야. 잡아라야 신이 태당 천원에서 쉬어봐이나 니기 낭로래. 문에 다네 강사 단전생이 간전생이도 리박이 돈에 봐 두네. 당하소기 뼈 마무 쉬어요. 남자에게 낭로래. 라 강사 담이 두비 리박 뼈 마무 쉬어요. 라 가사 담이 두비 리박 남자에게 낭로 쉬어요. 아니 가서기 다 엄마게 낭로래야. 아니 가서기 남주 신다. 신다 간다 오듯이 마무 쉬어요. 딘자 담보 원에 타네 가란서기 지 고 대부거든요. 가사 단신 생 니기 원에 타네 코아 코야라야. 아니 주 간데 시기도 코아 코당 간데리 안 저런서 디기 돈에 써는지 아니 디즈 과도 디즈 라바이나 야부요 레스 기체시드 레스 로 아니 다 디기 나로래 다치 장원 진드 주반 지빈 젬바 생에 디기 나로래 장원와 생에지도 장원와 생에디 지친아 뜨미기 장원와 스로다 가서 넘버 상제비 추기 나로래 다와 텐주 주바 차메바서 텐주 생에 간다 타투나 텐주 생에 디칸 데시 자오라 딘자 다 넘버 상제비 추기 님보 주바 차메바 다와 텐주 슬로도 당에 처럼슬라 티와지 당거다 타마들래 저런서 저런서 텐주 생에 가디우네 시기라 텐주 가르치네 시기레스 등에 저런서라 아니 저런서라 아디 가르친 텐주 시기고레스 맞아 지친에서 지다 지에 마부 시기고레 타투바이나 텐주 간라 투고레스 난 남바 사제비 치 나로레 텐주 가르치네 시기고레스 또 저런서 타마니에 좋아인스 딘자 디 텐주 생이 치드 디그 나로레 가사 따치 장왕왕싱이 지도 오치티 나로레기도 이선 두시에 탐치 지치에 칸라 마드비 장왕요 마리 두시에 탐치 지도 치엔라 떼바레 두시에 탐치 텐중 레스라고도 딘자 나바상제 다바 투운드 잠발레 나바상제비 추기 님부 쥐바 차와메바 따와 텐중 레스인다 간다 텐중싱라고도 안 텐중 가르치는 시기 레스 예 초랑슬레야 아니 대시 자고 인스 대시 있으면 초랑슬 저한테 있어 가르친 텐중 시기 레스
So we need to recognize right, that self-grasping is the culprit. Right? It causes us to circle in samsara. Right? Now we mentioned, the coarse selflessness of persons refers to a person's being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Now the detailed explanation of selflessness, right, can be found in the second chapter of Dharmakirti's Pramanavatika, right, commentary on the compendium of valid cognition, right, and right there, right, you can find right many logical proofs, right, you know, which you know the monks in the monasteries will study, you know, in great detail, but here. Right, you know, I will try to give you an idea, you know, of what this, you know, selflessness is. Right, so if you look in the great treatises, you know, such as, you know, the a middle way text, right, you know, such as that of, you know, Chandrakirti's Madhyamakavatara, right, something in the middle way, right, you find descriptions of, you know, the reasoning based on the chariot and so on. Right, so in any case, right, what I will try to do, right, is to give you, you know, an idea, right, of what, you know, the main point is, right. So if you are able to understand, right, what this self-grasping is, right, and how it is a cause, you know, of, you know, circling, you know, in samsara, of us, you know, being trapped, you know, inside the existence, right, then this would be really good. Right, and this is really the most important point, right? Right. So the person, right, is empty of being independent, right? So if something is independent, right, then it does not depend on causes and conditions, right? So right. So when we say that, you know, a person is empty of being, you know, independent, right, what we're really saying, right, is that it is a dependent arising. Right, and this view of dependent arising, right, is, you know, the essence, you know, of Buddhism, Right? It lies at the heart, you know, of you know, Buddhist teachings. Right? So what I want to ask you is, right, why is it that, you know, in Buddhism, right, you know, dependent arising is presented? Right? So, you know, what is the purpose, you know, for explaining dependent arising in Buddhism? Right? So we talk about, right, this, you know, dependent, you know, arising, you know, in various ways, you know, how things, you know, are not, you know, independent, you know, how, you know, they are dependent on causes and conditions and so on, right? So why, you know, is it that in Buddhism, right, we talk about dependent arising, right? So this is my question to you.
Is dependent arising is related to this topic? Self, yeah, because self-grasping, we see permanent, then unitary, then independent, yeah. So in Buddhism, main point of Buddhism, we see no harm other and dependent arise. What they're talking about dependent arise? Purpose for what? Okay. Why are they talking about dependent arise? You know how to say, yeah? Yeah, everybody share, you know, why they're talking about, because dependent arise, actually there are two ways. Actually, dependent arise is really not easy to explain in according to the middle way school. Okay? It refers to the emptiness, you know. But it's just like a general way method to why they talk about dependent arise for us, for what?
Roots and other self grasping.
This, yeah, good, yeah, good idea. Self grasping is. Tanga zogi nangju tenjung sin dandi nalu rangwa wa singi de xiyun de zambale kanda chama rangwa ma re tenjung res de xie de kar se lo de zambale ma zu self grasping shi ra jie yo ma res ma zu lab ja de ma sin ta kanda dir da pa chamu ka ron de xi jo na dong ba ni le de xi le ngura dandi nalu tenjung se lo de zambale ma zu chama ji ji la ten de yo res nye chorang la ten yo re, chorang ko la ten yo re, nga zu changma ji ji la ten go re, nga zu saya yin na, tunya yin na, desa yin na, kamba yin na, gari yin na, chorang ki pesha ten yin, rosong gari tang yo ba yin na, ra? Dulu gari yin ba yin na, changma yin la ten go re, yin la ten go yo ba yin zang, yin de, zawa chenpo che go re, yin la ya bu che go re, nda kanda, labja na dixi yung da, Tanda dodo no to korta kanda. Tinzang as a selfish rachiao maris. Zien la yabu chiegures in dakanda. Lubja the mason der dakanda. Zemba chamu kondo ina, masugita. Tinjun sing it ya. Gijin la demi rama. And takanda tumba nikan dishin roguraba. Then there is.
So in Buddhism, right, we talk about dependent arising, right? You know, we are not independent entities, right? We are dependent, you know, arising entities, right? So what this really means, right, is that, you know, we are mutually dependent, right? So we depend on each other, right? I depend on you, you depend on him, and so on, right? And, you know, everything, you know, that we utilize in our lives, you know, depends on others, right? The food that we eat, you know, the water that we drink, the clothes that we wear, you know, the house we live in, and so on, right? So we have to understand, you know, the role that others play in our life. You know, we are not independent. You know, we are very much dependent on others, right? So with this understanding, then we grow, right, to, you know, cherish others, right? We're able to, you know, appreciate, you know, that others are important, right, in our lives, right? You know, they play, you know, crucial roles, you know, in our existence, right? So, So this is one, you know, understanding, right, that, you know, dependent arising, right, can, you know, bring to us, right? And when we look at this doctrine of dependent arising, you know, in great detail, then what it really boils down to, right, is the teaching of emptiness in Buddhism.
Okay. That the nina that kansa dami rapan order da ta chamudi rancha tibi zeej tibi tuas loda ta ti wang yang asu qual kandi kogre du sambalaya rancha tibi zeej tibi tuas in chidong in zensu zeej tuas in zendang de len zensu be mombshia yore tinza ta tunda dodo no bjin rancha tibi zeej tibi rangchak zulo de sambale ngaraz kansa se nga singi mi dag de was nga slo de nga singi de chigi phungpun do ga lai ma tyo ba nga singi ji ngo zung ya yo ba ji son ko ori es ti za nga so kar slo de sambale nga singi de ngo simbale ya da ji su su yi cha ji phungpu ga lai ma tyo ba nga singi tsa wa ni ngo sun tu ma res pena pena kheron su gi pena ngalaya rumbu chen ro ji ngo simba ina nga ngo simba ina ni gi da ji yamna kamba la ba dinde ro ji dinde ji la tien ngo ma simba chono zo nga singi de ko rang ja ji ngo sing tu ma res ra yin za ko da ji la tu go res ti za nga singi de ko da ji la tu go ba ra da ji la tu go ba cha she la tu go ba O tenaji letu go by insa, any tenaji letu in musu go by insa, nursing in the co, tagaz co chigi, sukala, two magoba, rawa, nga shushune, two devachi mares, insa, naranzuki dakanda, chulu jembagi, tapa ranjung, timichibus lada, pena, kuzugi, so singi, chulu jembagi dakanda, da, so singi lajero, so singi de chig dajida. Chashe kanlai tu go mare, toma ne ko nganga shushu ne, se ngama nindu, dini shiman dogu yena, kanta daji kanlai mati wa, ko nganga shushu ne yue deba jiris. Tu logo ra, o nga so dine mare is, nga singi di, ko daji jila mati wa, nga singi ngu zunga yu mare is, kali kabur is.
So let us now move on to discuss the subtle selflessness of persons. Right, so this refers, you know, to the person, right, being empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent. Right, so how does the conception of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person cause us to circle in samsara? Right, so there is actually a lot that can be said about, you know, this idea of a self-sufficient, substantially existent self. Right, but to put it simply, right, this self-sufficiency, right, refers to this independence, right, such that one does not need to depend on the physical and mental aggregates. Right, so a person is self-sufficient, right? He does not need to depend on the aggregates, right? And, you know, there is a self that you can actually pinpoint, you know, from among, you know, these aggregates, right? Physical and mental aggregates, right? And say that, you know, there is this self and it does not need to depend, you know, on the aggregates, right? Such a self, right, in fact, cannot, you know, be found, right? So to take myself an example, right? So you can think Rinpoche, right? And then you try to identify, you know, what this entity, you know, Rinpoche is, right? So you can look among, you know, the parts of Rinpoche, right? You look, you know, within his hands, you know, his legs and so on, right? You will not be able to pinpoint, you know, something, right, that is, you know, Rinpoche. You know, among, you know, his physical and mental aggregates, right, which are the bases of imputation, right, of the person, right? So there is no such thing as a self-sufficient self, right? Because a person needs to depend, you know, on the aggregates, needs to depend on, you know, the basis of imputation, right? A person needs to depend, you know, on the parts, right? So we might get this sense, you know, that, you know, there is a, you know, concrete self, you know, existing vividly out there, right? You know, there is some kind of self-sufficient, substantially existing person, you know, but we will not be able to find it, right? So the soul, right, that is spoken of, you know, in certain religions, right, you know, is a self, right, that is self-sufficient, substantially existent, right? It has existed, you know, from a beginningless time, right, and it comes from a previous life, it will go to a future life. But such a self, right, does not exist. Right? If you try to look for this kind of self, you will not be able to find it.
It's a little bit complicating or not? It's hard, yeah? What do you think? Is it easy or not? But tangbude, self-grasping rapa singe jido. Rapa tikana ngazo kwa kwa tang to son tang bai na tiz lel habu den du bes. Tang nye kong to kansa ta chi rangwa chi tuban zibin zemba silo zo. Ta chi rangwa chi in the tribu tuwa ngu ma simba. Ngazo kadu yu na ta chi rangwa chi tuban zemba in zang ti wang kwa kwa u la jira. Tu ngazo ki kwa kwa tang tikana son tang bai na tiz kwa kwa tang di kwa gu yu ba di tiz lel habu na wiji an duus.
So I've already described, right, the two kinds of selflessnesses of persons. Right? So, right. So basically, we're saying that, you know, due to a conception of self, right, then, you know, we circle in samsara. Okay. So, right. So due to the grasping, right, at a permanent, unitary, independent self, right, we circle in samsara. Due to grasping at a self-sufficient, substantially existing self, we circle in samsara. Right, but perhaps, you know, the previous kind of self, right, is easier for you to understand. Right, perhaps it's easier, you know, for you to understand that, you know, the grasping to a permanent, unitary, and independent self, right, causes us to circle in samsara. Right, so is that the case that, you know, you find it easier, the former, right, easier to understand?
You know, dadan di shiya do, dandang ngazo ki dik wang ki kwa kante kogu du ngazo son dangu dus. Chono sa idea no uye bes, dada, self, dadan di kansa dami tamu ji shi zo, pungbula ya matyo ba, ranyi ngusungay la ya, daji pungbula matyo ba, jige ane tsudu ngane tuba ji. Kangla pumbula tiumi korangune chi sangcha waji zen dege yoba digi ngazu kwa kogris lagra dig wange aso ngazu kwa kogris lagra ta du kwa kande kogye nas an chorang zi kande no ji.
Yeah, so basically, right, what I'm saying here is that, you know, due to self-grasping, right, or the conception of self, right, then, you know, we circle in samsara. Right, so due to, you know, holding to the idea that there is a self that does not depend on the aggregates, there is a self, you know, that is able to set itself up, you know, that is, you know, a standalone, you know, self. Right, right. So, how, right, does this kind of idea of a self, right, you know, like a self-sufficient self, you know, independent self, cause us to circle in samsara? Right, so do you have any idea how this process works? Melvin, I cannot hear Rinpoche.
Hello, Kogudo Ajahn. Kogudo.
Yeah, Kogudo. That's good.
Sibu Kogudo. self-sufficient grasping and the idea of the chi ndre do insar samsung ji chorong so ge ti same lo koso bes.
Right, so do you have any idea, you know, how this self-sufficient, substantially existing self works? How is it then an idea of a self-sufficient, substantially existing self causes us to circle in samsara?
Aja Angela, idea, you know, you can share. You have an idea?
Let's hear the ideas.
Anybody have idea, you can share, you know.
I don't fully understand your question. How the self-sufficient,
yeah,
will,
usually
how,
we have
how it
the,
looks?
There are two types of selflessness person, yeah? Two types of selfless person and two types of self-grasping. First one is coarse self-grasping. We just mentioned that. Second one, subtle self-grasping. Subtle self-grasping means which is grasping of self-sufficient. Raj Angela.
Grasping at a self-sufficient, substantially existent self.
Yeah, this, yeah.
So Rinpoche's question is, why is it, you know, this kind of conception causes us to circle in samsara?
Yeah, idea, because you can share any about samsara. Idea, you know. If somehow is going in samsara, how they create samsara. Because those all, okay? I don't mean you're a basic learner. We're talking about two-way links. Two-way links, yeah? Two-way links. Two-way links. Ngazu dende hala chini shek duas. Dende hala chini shek duas. Dende hala chini nalo la kwa kwa tang shek duas. Dende hala chini nalo la tambu mari basengi si yung tu ngazu dada self grasping deshi jawara. To hama ko nani ngazu dende hala chini kwa kwa tang karan deshi jawi. Ani kwa la nyenjung kande chiegi. Kwa la nyenjung ma cheba ina? Kwa la nyenjung cheba la ya? Koi ju hako gures. Koi ju hako ne koala nimbu meba. Di wang kwa kogi yoba. Koala nimbu meba. Tinene ya, ninjun chene lam kala ya. Ani sona jolans disin pari and rogurmado. Tine meba, ninjun chie meba. Ani swachi mengenda ochene kadu inoko. Mambujin dodeba, ngaso change in doamado. Cannot change, you know. That's. This is a self-grasping thing in the big kitchen, brother.
Right, so in... So in the presentation of the 12 links of dependent arising, you know, we are shown, you know, how we come to be reborn in samsara, how we circle in samsara. Right, and the first of the 12 links of dependent arising, right, is the link of ignorance, right? And so it is crucial, you know, for us to understand what this ignorance, that is self-grasping, is all about, right? Because it really, you know, forms the basis for us understanding how, you know, we, you know, reborn in samsara, right? And it also is the basis for us to understand how to generate renunciation, right, the wish to become free from samsara, right, and for that reason we need to understand the cause of samsara, right. We need to understand that, you know, the nature, you know, of samsara, right, is meaningless. You know, it is essenceless, right. It does not contain any essence, right. So it is important for us to understand all these points, right, because otherwise we will not be able to, you know, enter, you know, any path. Right, the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, and so on. We will not be able to change ourselves, right? We will not be able to, you know, transform our mind, Right? Therefore, it is crucial, you know, for us to understand, you know, how this self-grasping works, you know, how, you know, it causes us to be reborn in samsara again and again.
Yeah, that's why first dwelling we're talking about ignorance, yeah? It means we're talking about self-grasping. Yeah.
Anything not regarding of self-grasping, it's basically on the eye.
Yeah, it's regarding self-grasping, I. It just really, I just talk about self-grasping as two, yeah? Subtle self-grasping and coarse self-grasping. This really careful you have to identify. You can meditate on this. You meditate on samsara, you know? Meditate on samsara means how we suck in samsara, cause of samsara. Self-grasping, you know. Yeah, this is the kanda, the kanda, that is the self-grasping. Okay, subtle self-grasping, subtle. In the ngazogi, kanda singi ngasingi the, pumbula temegi, ani sutugi korangone, tu deba jingazon zengores. This is ngazogi pumbula matuba kanda singi ngusuntu omaris. Kansa singed Pumbula Tugures Pumbu Daji Pumbula Tugures Toma Neko Aninganga Shuju Neko Le Debaji Maris Ra Dinza Nganga Shuju Nangarazu He Debaji Member Inza Nganga Shuju Ne Le Debaji Member Inza Angaranzo Ani Gentil Tune Ko Mitagi Yoba Yenjila Mateva Naransugi, Ani Chigi Rombuchin singing Rodan, Dajin Rodan, Pumbu Denejila Mateva, and Nasugi Mintaya Meba, Mintaya de Yenjila Tene Tabaji. Ra? O Teneji Nasugi Sondang Res. Takanda Yenjila and Tene, Mimataba Nasugi, Yenjila Tene Tsungusum Muguba, Susungu Nanga Shushu, Ne Yodebaji, San Debaina. And T Wangi and Naranzogi and Kwa Kogri is Lord Dakanda.
Right, so we have to recognize the way, you know, in which, you know, we relate to persons. Right? You know, we have this tendency to think that, you know, a person exists in an independent way. Right, a person does not depend on the aggregates. Right, there is some kind of concrete, you know, self, you know, existing from its own side that is able to set itself up. But this is not reality because, in reality, a person needs to depend, right, on the aggregates, on the physical and mental aggregates, needs to depend on the basis of imputation, right? And you know, there is no such, you know, concrete, you know, vivid self. You know, that exists from, you know, from beginningless time, right? So a person needs to depend, you know, on other factors, right? You know, there is no, you know, person, you know, that can exist, you know, in an independent way without depending on the aggregates. So every time we impute a person, we need to rely, you know, on the basis of imputation, the aggregates, right? So for example, there's no, you know, Rinpoche, you know, existing, you know, independently, right, without relying on the aggregates, right? So, you know, we have to recognize, you know, a person, right, in relation, you know, to the aggregates of this person, right? So if we do not, you know, understand this fact, right, then, you know, we will grasp, you know, to a person, right, and that will cause us to circle in samsara.
Angazu di wala ma ndoginda da dine ma ngazu gi ta lang gi na ja panja da lam sin she gi do ta kan ta panja sing di di na lo la panja de la ni du da shi du ze ni she zo ni mo bi du ba da shi shi di ba sing da kan ta shi shi de ngen de da do 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 shi shi di ba sing di shi du sing di ta da kan ta di gi na lo ta nin ju wo ma re she ba sing ta nin ju wo ma re Sheba singing Tanya Mijoba Garcila do Zambalia, number singing Tanya Jogumarison, Komangazo Rari came Melantan like kem lebi tika la ngasun deshi jasa imba ta kanda nyumo bi duba da shishi duba singa ta duda ani ranju ba da tenju wa da ani sen samba duzu yi kon deshi jago res ta kanda di duba ni de chi de kanda ngasun taba tongye la ya taba taba la ya ngasun taba silo du samba ta kanda da chanbi goban nyudu singa de tepa mienbi ge da chanbi goban taba la ya bachu chenge de la ya nyudu siche Shedu singi ladu zambalaya, teba chimbu gi, sanje gi koban tebalaya, bad chio nge delaya, shedus. Otu laguris. Ta ngasun di kondu shuba naji, self-grasping laya jido, otu nyedu jida. Tadan di nalo laya. Cheta maailu laya, nyedu jago orda. Kanda self-grasping singi da udan, ani pride, jealousy, dosu sama nyedu jes lorda. Kanda nyedu. Ta kuzu shidib singi tani jugu omari, kuzu di shidib ki sabdala karu lagur siladu sambala, nyumuchi mayin bi dibas lagur. Ta nyumuchi mayin bi dibadila ya, ta namju ngasun zuyu nalu la ya, ji shiegu or ji. Mishi bi ji ji singi shiegu or es. Shidib singi ta kanda mishi bi ji ji om, ta kanda mishi bi cha jila ya, shidib njogu orda. Hello.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, so let's look at the next section in our text, bottom of page 5. The seventh section is a presentation of the grounds and paths. So this is explained in two parts. Number one, objects of abandonment, and number two, actual presentation of the grounds and paths. And regarding the objects of abandonment, two types of obscurations are asserted. Number one, afflictive obscurations, and number two, non-afflictive obscurations. Right? There is no such thing as the convention obscuration to knowledge. Right? So usually, right, when we talk about objects of abandonment, we say that there are afflictive obscurations and obscuration to knowledge. Right? So this presentation, right, can be found, you know, in the higher schools. The mind-only school, right, the middle way autonomy school, as well as the middle way consequence school. Right? However, in this school, Vaibhashika, the great exposition school, you know, they do not use the convention obscuration to knowledge. Right? Right? So the two types of obscurations that are asserted here, right, are afflictive obscurations and non-afflictive obscurations. Right? So afflictive obscurations are what prevent the attainment of Hinayana arhatship. Right? They prevent the attainment of you know, liberation. Right, they prevent one from attaining the state of a full destroyer, right, in the Hinaya vehicle. Right, so the second type of obscuration, right, is called non-afflictive obscuration. Right, so because in this school they do not use the convention obscuration to knowledge, right, they say that one has a non-afflictive obscurations. Right, so what these non-afflictive obscurations are, they are what prevent, they prevent the attainment of Buddhahood, of Mahayana, you know, arhatship, right? So, right, in the Vaibhashika school, right, the self-grasping that we have discussed earlier on, right, is an afflictive obscuration, right? So it's the first of the two types of obscurations. Right, so the conception of self is an afflictive obscuration. Right, so they do not use, you know, the term obscuration to knowledge. Right, in its place, they talk about non-afflictive obscuration. And what is non-afflictive obscuration? You know, in Vasubandhu's Abhidhamma Kosha, Treasury of Knowledge, right, non-afflictive obscuration is explained to be of four types. Right, so they are called, you know, the four causes, right, of not knowing, right, four causes of unknowing, right. So they prevent, right, the knowing, you know, of certain types of knowledge.
Please no confuse. Yeah. Da din za da ganda nga so she dip sing tan yin jogu me ba nyumo chi mai bi dubas da ganda tela mi she bi cha jile ja or da mi she bi cha da mi she bi cha sin mi du mi she bi ji de la nga so ji ja or ji da ba zu na lo le da ganda ngo ke bi mi she ba yu ke bi mi she ba du ke bi mi she ba kam da na zu da kam mun da ma bu ji ora Di wang ki mishi ba sing jaya, da kanda, pena ngon dobu jaba ina, pena tijin shibye ki, ani sanje chumden de ki shari pula soba la ya, korang raman na la ya, ani charangi sutum ji pungbo shi sam, shi ma sams. Geja tibi kub la ya, ani sutum ji pungbo hako ma sams la ya jura, otu kanda ngoke vi mishi ba sam.
Ani, so, Lasso.
Ani yukke we mishi basla du sambale yukke wasla du sambale ta kanda ta rimbu ndo chi keche pena ani pena mongepu ta mongepu la so bege ani sosu gi ma sosu gi phama de shi sa ba ina nga zo phama de ga chi gi yo ba nga zo ha ko ma ra nga zo na ji de ba chi gi ra o chi chi ji nyawa nun do gre nge sung do gre Patun dogre, Anichi Layul and dogre, Mule and dogre, and Asuki Takanda, Chin dogre said, Yichi San Madu, Nasu Khan doggy of Hakumara, Tinza, Pena Ranki Ma, Changshu, Jitin Chinchi, Ruse, and Kantea, Ma Kawad Chegioba, Man near Kant Chegioba, Nasu Hamugajora, Mishiba Jora, Mishibi Chajora, what do you give Mishiba Aslaverda? That duke gave Mishibas. That does a kangako kanda, numuchi, maybe. Tamchi chimbi koba, Sanje koba tawala, pat chungi kosuri is lower da. Then a deuce ladu sambalea, Nasugi, ani shari bugi, tapena namju lojundoji. Shari bugi, ani chimda peji sing julia, tapa chatunji, geza yoba, Mishibas, or da kanda. तो कंडियर इस लड़ दूँ संभाले या तू क्या वो मिशिबा कंडियर इस लड़ दूँ संभाले या चिंता पेची सेंगे दे अनि सांझे चुम्दे दे कुंडों ले या वो रब तो चुंगान ढोबा रहता रब तो चुंगान लड़ दूँ संभाले या अनि शरी पुगे अनि को रब तो चुंगान तायो मरे चिंता पेची को रब तो चुंगान मातना बकार अनि ची चू नाउ तो चलां साम दूस लड़ दाखो तीन जां तने अनि शरीफ भूगी चिंता बेची या मातां बादे सांजे चुम्दें देगे हाको ने ओ को रोत चूने डिगी दूस न सांजे चुम्दें देगे शरीफ पुला काफी ने अनि सांजे चुम्दें देगे शरीफ भूगी जुला या थापा छातन जी गेजा यो बा सांजे चुम्दें ने माता हाको यमारे शरीफ भू हाको यमारे को रोड चुंगान डोंगी इस लड़ जंबले जो रोड चुंगाए की तब तब चाहते हैं गेज़ा मंदुस लबारा ता सांझे चुम्दें दे ये शरी पुला या तब चाहते हैं जी गेज़ा योबा कांडे हाँ कोर्स लड़ जंबले या शरी पुगी अनि हुमा हुमा की ता चिंता पेची की जवा अनि मांबु जुंगले या को कांडा आंसू की ता किया डॉग डॉग जवा हुमा दे को जवा हमा हुमा जिले या को की Dog, dog, dig jaw len you do. Go dig jaw len you, dig kiddy, dog de, any, mare, any kiddy, boog, busenji, and busenji, boog, any jaw len you race. Raw, boog jaw len you race. Dim buddy, and a mama ki, kiddy, and a children quarantine do sambalea, and a dim buddy, and a Chugi da kanda, Kashi da kanda, Chugi shugulaya, Chugi shugula pup, Kashi yan laya zambale, Chugi gambalaya, ni jani, kid duschen, chutin corando di zambalea, conyandulea, that chutin corando elea, and the digi wangi kanda ko geza di sabares. O digi geza the cola yoba inza, and the cola and the tabachat and geza and doos. Dinza, jidangi aransoge, nanju, nangju chu xie nang lo le chi gi nga ra zu chi gi chue den ko ra che da ani chi gi su su ya da ani chi gi dam ban da ya da ka ri yin ba yin ya chi nga ra zu gi nangju na ba sang ji chu gi nang lo le chi ba cha sin me du ge cha sin gi de ko chien da te na chi ma hong ba le ya ko de bu me ji yo ba ani de bu zang bu te ji yo ba de nga ra zu gi ten ne yo ba res o tin za de la ten ne nga zu gi ani nga zu gi Son tambaina, tila tene ngasugi, ducho duas. O tinza, taba chatunji geza yuba, mishibas. O tuzukanda, nimuchi may be dubasing. O tulandeshi jaworda.
So, non-afflictive obscuration, refers to the causes of unknowing. Right, so there are four factors of unknowing, or four causes of unknowing. Right, so these have to do with unknowing with respect to the entity, unknowing with respect to the place, right, unknowing with respect to time, and unknowing with respect to the constituents. Right, so to give an example of what it means, right, to have unknowing with respect to the entity. Right, so. On one occasion, the Buddha, asked, disciples, Shariputra and so on, whether they know, the aggregates are, right? So there are many ways of posing these aggregates, right? And Shariputra, was not able to posit, what this aggregate called the, aggregate of ethics was. Right, so this is, due to his unknowing with respect to entity, right? And then unknowing with respect to place, this means that, one has this obscuration, right? That prevents him or her from knowing like a distant place. Okay, so for example, there was a disciple of the Buddha, right? Called Moggallana. Right, so his parents, had died and were reborn. Right, but he was not able to know, where they had been reborn. Right, so usually we accept, this rebirth, out of faith. Right, so sometimes we say, this person has died, this person is reborn in the hell realm, or reborn in a human realm, or this person is in a bardo, intermediate state, and so on. Right, but we do not know this, due to direct perception, right? We're just accepting out of faith, right? So in fact, Moggallana's mother had died and was reborn, right? In the realm, of the lighted hell, right? And he was not able to know this, right? So only a Buddha, right? Was able to know that, right? So the Buddha knew that. Right, but Moggallana was not able to know, where his mother had been reborn. Now, to give an example of this unknowing with respect to time, Shariputra, was requested, by this householder, confer, ordination, right? So Shariputra, did not know that this householder actually had the merit, to receive ordination, right? So he told, this householder, you do not have the roots of virtue concordant with liberation, right? Therefore, you cannot be ordained, right? Right. So the Buddha came to know about this refusal. Right, of Shariputra, right, and the Buddha, right, then told Shariputra that actually he does have the root of virtue, right, to become ordained, right, and because this root of virtue was created a long time ago, right, many lifetimes ago, right, Shariputra was not able to perceive. Right, the existence of this root of virtue. Right, so what had happened, right, in a previous life was that, this man, had been reborn, as a bug. Right, and then there was a dog, that was, circumambulating stupa. Right, and this bug, you know, somehow managed, you know, to attach itself to the dog, you know, perhaps, you know, onto the leg or some other part. Right, so as this dog, you know, went around the stupa, right, you know, the bug, you know, circumambulated, you know, the stupa. And that then created, you know, a root of virtue, right, that, you know, actually qualifies him, you know, to receive ordination in a future life, right. So Shariputra was not able, right, to understand, right, that this householder actually had, you know, this root of virtue, concordant with liberation within him. Right, so usually, you know, we do say in Buddhism, right, that if you perform recitations, you do prayers, you know, you circumambulate holy objects and so on, right, you create, roots of virtue, right, and, even though, right, we may not be able to perceive this ourselves, right, it is certain, right, that such roots of virtue that have been created, right, will bring about results, right, in the future, right. So for that reason, you know, we persist, you know, in doing these practices.
Okay. Everyone looks surprised. So, yeah, I think so today we're going to stop here. It's time, so how do you feel? You learn something? You learn about cause of samsara, yeah? Okay, actually everybody believe Heron? Do you believe? Oh, yeah. Everybody believe, yeah? Because if you don't do well, we go in hell. If you don't do well, something in lower rebirth or something, okay? Whatever. Lorem, whatever. Okay? Main point is, okay, main point, whether there is lorem or not, main point is you have to understand cause of, what is it? Cause of suffering, cause of lorem. What is cause of lorem? It's self-grasping. That's what we teach, yeah? So, here we say, oh, there's two obscuration, yeah? Two obscuration for what? Two obscuration, and one is for, yeah, for one is obscuration, omniscient mind, one is for come out from samsara. That's why we really have to focus how we suffer in samsara instead of you doing other way, other things. If you really, okay, actually I really talk too much, just like I mentioned, I really murmur too much in class, like murmur teacher, so sometimes, okay, I mentioned that I feel sorry myself. Okay, sometimes it's American way, it's unrespect, I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel sorry some students, you know, too much blind faith, conservative, don't focus on what is going on in their mind, you know. If you really don't really kind of practice, focus on cause or problem, we never change our mind. Go here, go there, wherever. I just mentioned, you know, if you stay with His Holiness room maybe 1 year, if you don't learn, it's nothing, really. That's why really all of you are very smart. So you have to really do something, try to find something, method to change your mind. That's what His Holiness always say, you know. His Holiness always, when He give teaching, be 21st century Buddhism, yeah. That means try to get something, method to change. How are you going to change your mind? Try to find, you know. If you go there, go here, go there, then waste money driving there, go back home, same, come back here, same, then it's really nothing, you know. Go here, go there, India, everywhere, buy air tickets, spend all money, then you just believe maybe accumulate merit, give you bless. Then why Buddha don't give bless those homeless people? There are lots of people under suffering, under violence. Then same as we believe like God, create by everything God, create everything by Buddha, then you can believe same. This is nothing different. You know? That's, we have to try to really find some method to change your mind, something method to find. It's really, this is really kind of basic, you know, really. If you really want to learn very seriously, you talk about, discuss about self-grasping. That's why I mentioned hold one topic. Talk about this topic. Don't say just self-grasping. Blah, blah, blah. Self-grasping or cause us to suffer samsara. That's it. You just know how to say, you know. How self-grasping cause us to suffer in samsara. What kind of method we avoid self-grasping? Yeah, this is a good topic. You do research, maybe, you know. Maybe online, maybe you go, maybe type in, maybe in English, self-grasping. Maybe, yeah, this is kind of, you talk more, you know. Even you see some monk, okay, ask questions, self-grasping. People ask, okay, how to generate the Amitabha Sanskrit, how to generate this compassion Buddha. Generate what? Just close eye, generate. Generate what? Really, yeah. Because there's somebody, they send me message, okay, I want to practice blah, blah, blah. Send me lots of messages in Singapore, somewhere, okay? How do I meditate? How do I generate this? I meditate in front of self-generation. What self-generation? You don't know anything about bodhicitta mind. Nothing renunciation. Nothing see, differ from samsara. What generation? Never change. You see, self-generation, nothing change. Same. Self-generation, yeah. But really fine. I really don't criticize. I really focus on cure people to really want to change, you know, something, yeah. Change mind a little bit, you know. You don't have to go up there. Just slowly, slowly. It's no hurry, you know. Learning Buddhism takes time. Have to really focus in your life. What problem going in your mind? Which things cause you problem? That's you have to method. Find method to how to take out this problem. Okay? This is really main point. You know, it's more focus on self-grasping. Those do discussion. If I ask question, maybe what is object of self-grasping? What is aspect of self-grasping? Yeah? Those all you analyze, check, and then you do meditate. It's really beneficial meditation. It's very strong meditation. How self-grasping causes to samsara meditation. Then you check all people suffer in samsara. Then people's problem. Then which name come out. You can do. It's good meditation. Yeah, this is my request. Okay, Ajay Anjula.
Naso Rimishe.
Ani Jila Junta Jiman Jayu Ajangela.
Naso Naso.
Tujichi Ajange.
Oh, Rimishe Tushana. Yabusho.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Naso
Ajangeo. Naso Ajangeo. Naso Tujio. Okay. Okay. Dedication.
Whoa. 刚热热月过月经刚的 Kune